Families are complicated. There are those with whom you share your genes and others with whom you share your dreams, or at least try to anyway. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about the complicated ways we sometimes share our lives and love with others. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Let's start with Intermezzo, the new novel from Sally Rooney. After the huge success of Normal People, which, by the way, was even better on TV than it was on the page, Rooney's become a darling of American readers and has focused our attention on a whole generation of wonderful Irish women writers. Her latest focuses on a pair of brothers, Ivan and Peter. Ivan is a 22-year-old chess prodigy, a lonely guy somewhere on the spectrum. He's had to leave his beloved dog with his mother because of the rules in his London apartment. At an out-of-town chess tournament, he meets and falls in love with a 36-year-old, not-yet-divorced woman named Margaret, who understands better than he does how people are going to react to their relationship. Outrageously, among the most judgmental is Ivan's 32-year-old brother Peter, a Dublin lawyer who himself is dating a girl Ivan's age and also involved with a longtime ex. I loved what Dwight Garner said about this book, that Rooney's primary subject is love in its various permutations, the minutiae of falling in and out of it. She writes as well about this topic as anyone alive, says Dwight. It's as if she were Iris Murdoch or Edna O'Brien with a three-book deal at Harlequin Romance. Dwight doesn't mention the dog, but any dog person will notice that Rooney gets that kind of love story, too. Our second book is The Wilds, a novel in five acts by Lewis Baird, which is about the famously gay playwright Oscar Wilde's relationships with his wife and children. It opens with a prologue consisting of a single love letter written by Oscar to Constance in 1884. "My soul and body seem no longer mine, but mingled in some exquisite ecstasy with yours," he writes. See, he can give Sally Rooney a run for her money. As the book's first act begins 8 years later, the thrill is definitely gone. The family of four is vacationing with Oscar's mother and another couple in a rented farmhouse in the British countryside. Reacting to word of an additional house guest, a young male friend of Oscar's, Constance says, "Tell me if I've met this one." Clever banter ensues, then rarely stops. When Constance hopes that the fellow won't be bringing too much luggage for his weekend stay, Oscar says, "Even 2 years at Oxford can't make a fellow a complete imbecile." "No," she replies, "it takes four." Unfortunately, this guest is Lord Alfred Douglas, the 20-something fop Wilde will destroy his life for. By the time we get to Act Two, set in Italy, the playwright has gone to jail, and Constance is having tea with the surgeon whose malpractice will leave her dead at 40. Acts 3 and 4 follow the children, one of whom has a satisfying run-in with a much older, now decrepit Douglas. Act 5 is a charming fantasy version of what might have happened if Constance hadn't stormed off from that farmhouse back in 1892. As some listeners know, my first marriage was a bit of a wild situation, and this reminded me of the story I made up for myself about what might have happened in my life if the treatment for AIDS had been available a few months earlier. One can rarely pronounce with confidence about the emotional veracity of historical fiction, but with my personal wild history in mind, I'll say it anyway. Lewis Baird has gotten it right.
The books are Intermezzo by Sally Rooney and The Wilds by Lewis Baird. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. At WIPR.org, you can also find our entire show archive with hundreds of great books to choose from. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.